天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我们现在正在进行的是十字架上一个系列的学习。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣如此的爱我们，爱我们这群蒙恩的罪人，那我们能拿什么反馈给他呢？或许你会说，我有十一奉献，有花时间在教会的侍奉上。但是亲爱的听众朋友们，这样的奉献是否是甘心乐意的呢？你的奉献是否是蒙神喜悦的呢？今天麦克牧师将会带领我们继续探讨如何向神献上我们最美的奉献。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you are listening to us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听这个节目。
We have been talking about the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所讲的题目是耶稣基督的十字架。
The cross is one of the most misunderstood symbols in the world.
十字架是最被这个世界所误解的一种记号。
And yet the cross is central to the Christian faith.
然而十字架也是基督教信仰的中心。
The cross need to be understood because you have to either accept it or reject it.
你需要做出抉择，接受它或拒绝它，因此你必须明白十字架的意义。
But you need to understand it before you make your decision.
但在你决定前就要明白。
You may see a cross on top of churches.
你会在教堂屋顶上看见十字架。
You may see the cross worn as an adornment.
你会看见人带着十字架作为装饰品。
Some even tattoo the cross on their skin.
甚至有人以十字架的图案纹身。
I have met people who were wearing a cross, but they did not know the true meaning of the cross.
我认识有些人带着十字架，却不明白十字架真正的意义。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our generation is becoming more and more self-centered and self-focused, it is becoming harder and harder to comprehend the meaning of the cross.
因为我们这一代的人越来越自大，专注于自我，使我们很难理解十字架的意义。
Because the core of the cross is self-giving, it is difficult to explain it to a generation that wants to get and take all the time.
因为十字架的精髓就是自我牺牲，但对于一个讲求争夺和获取的时代，根本无从向他们解释。
The very message of the cross is that the perfect and the sinless died for the unworthy and undeserving.
十字架的信息就是完美无罪的代替低贱不配的人而死。
It is not by accident that the early church chose the cross as their symbol.
初期教会决定以十字架为象征信仰的记号，绝非偶然的。
They could have chosen the crib or a manger in which the baby Jesus was born.
他们大可以选择耶稣诞生时所用的马槽为记号。
They could have chosen the carpenter's bench at which Jesus worked as a young man in Nazareth.
他们大可以选择耶稣青年期在拿撒勒做木匠时所用的工作台为记号。
They could have chosen the boat from which he taught the crowd in Galilee.
他们大可以选择耶稣在加利利教导群众时所用的渔船为记号。
They could have chosen the apron that he wore when he washed the apostles' feet.
他们大可以选择耶稣替门徒洗脚时所穿的围裙为记号。
They could have chosen the stone which was rolled from the mouth of the empty tomb.
他们大可以选择那空坟墓前的封墓石为记号。
They could have chosen a throne symbolizing his divine sovereignty.
他们也可以选择一个宝座，象征耶稣神圣的王权。
They could have chosen a dove symbolizing the Holy Spirit coming from heaven.
他们也可以选择一只鸽子，象征圣灵降在耶稣身上。
Any of these seven symbols would have been suitable to emphasize one or more aspects of Jesus' ministry.
以上这七种记号，任何一个都可以代表耶稣各种不同的事工。
But instead, they saw all of these come together in the symbol of the cross.
然而他们却在十字架上找到这一切的总和。
In this broadcast and in the next, I'm going to trace the cross from Genesis to Revelation.
在这两次的节目里，我会在整本圣经，从创世纪直到启示录，来探索十字架。
For thousands of years before Jesus' incarnation, the cross has been in the mind of God.
在耶稣降生前几千年，神的心目中已经有了十字架。
From the beginning of creation, God has instituted the idea of sacrifice.
从创世之初，神已经立定了牺牲献祭的计划。
God is the one who foreknown what will happen to his creation through Adam's sin and rebellion. He is the one who taught Adam the importance of substitutionary sacrifice.
神早已知道这世界会如何，在亚当悖逆犯罪时，神教导他赎罪祭的重要性。
And all of the sacrifices in the Old Testament were merely a prefiguring of the greatest sacrifice of all.
所有在旧约中所献的祭都预表着将来那最大的牺牲。
The real and final sacrifice was the sacrifice of the God-man Jesus on the cross of Calvary.
那真实和最后的祭就是神人耶稣在十字架上所献的祭。
The book of Hebrews tells us that the blood of animals could never take away sin.
希伯来书告诉我们，动物的血不能除去罪孽。
Only the pure blood of the Lamb of God can take away the sin of the world.
唯有神羔羊纯净的血才能除去世人的罪孽。
Well, some of you may be asking, well, if the blood of animals could not take away sin, why did God institute it?
一定有人会问，既然动物的血不能除罪，神为什么要设立这种赎罪祭呢？
First,
第一，
every animal that was sacrificed could only offer a temporary covering for sin.
以动物为祭只能暂时除罪。
Secondly,
第二，
with every animal that was sacrificed, God was teaching his people that he is a holy and righteous God.
每次献上动物为祭时，神都在提醒教导百姓，他是圣洁公义的神。
He was teaching them that every disobedience carries with it certain punishment.
神教导他们，凡悖逆的都要受惩罚。
He was teaching them that every guilt has to be transferred to something that was innocent.
神教导他们，所有罪过都要转到无罪者身上。
That very animal that was sacrificed was dying in the place of the guilty Israelite.
作为寄生的动物，是为以色列人的罪而死。
Thirdly,
第三，
animal sacrifice in the Old Testament was to serve as prefiguring of what Jesus will accomplish on Calvary's cross.
旧约中献动物为祭，预表耶稣在加略山十字架上所成就的。
Which is the only sacrifice that will perfectly take away sins forever.
这是唯一能完全而又永远除罪的祭。
Please listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请留心听我所要说的。
For God's justice to prevail, guilt must be punished.
要成全神的公义，必须惩罚罪恶。
For God's justice to prevail, sin must be dealt with.
要成全神的公义，必须对付罪恶。
For God's justice to prevail, rebellion had to find a cure.
要成全神的公义，必须医治叛逆的罪。
And on the cross, God himself, the most innocent one of all, paid the price for your guilt and my guilt, so that we, the guilty ones, may be set free.
于是纯全无瑕疵的神亲自在十字架上为你我的罪付出全部的代价，以至于我们可以得自由。
God's demand for justice through sacrifice began in Genesis 3:21.
神以献祭满足公义的要求，是从创世纪三章二十一节就开始了。
After Adam and Eve deliberately and willfully broke God's law that was given to the two of them,
当亚当夏娃故意违背神的命令犯罪之后,
God pronounced his sentence upon the two transgressors.
神宣判这两个犯罪者该受的刑罚。
And he then slain an innocent animal whose skin would temporarily cover their sin.
然后神宰杀了一只无辜的动物，以动物的皮毛暂时遮盖他们的罪。
Why?
为什么呢？
God intended to teach them an object lesson in animal sacrifice for their sins, which will only become fully comprehended at the cross of Calvary.
神要借着动物的牺牲为实体教材，教导他们有关赎罪的重要课题，将来有一天人类才能完全明白加略山十字架的意义。
The lamb that had died for Adam and Eve's sin was a symbol of the Lamb of God, which God himself promised that will bruise the serpent's head.
为亚当夏娃牺牲的羔羊预表着神的羔羊耶稣基督，神应许将来他要伤蛇的头。
Did Adam and Eve understand what God was doing on their behalf?
亚当夏娃是否明了神为他们所做的一切呢？
Absolutely.
当然明白。
Did Adam and Eve understand the enormity of their rebellion and the offering of a sacrifice for their disobedience?
亚当夏娃是否明了他们悖逆的严重性和因他们的不愿顺服所付出牺牲的代价有多大？
Absolutely.
当然明白。
In fact, they taught this principle to the next generation.
他们甚至教导下一代这重要的原则。
Cain and Abel were brought up to know the importance of animal sacrifice and the shedding of innocent blood for their sins.
该隐和亚伯从小就知道用动物献祭以无辜的血代替他们的罪是多么重要。
Did both sons respond in obedience to their parents' teaching?
这两个儿子是否都遵从父母的教导呢？
No,
没有。
Only Abel understood this object lesson and offered an animal sacrifice to the Lord God.
只有亚伯明白这教训，于是遵命以动物献祭给神。
But Cain wanted to offer the fruit of the ground.
该隐却献上田里的土产。
Cain's sacrifice was nothing short of doing his own thing.
该隐所献的祭其实就是我行我素的表现。
Cain's sacrifice was nothing short of going to God on his own terms.
该隐所献的祭代表他是凭己意来到神面前。
Cain's offerings were self-centered and self-absorbed religion of our modern day.
该隐所献的祭代表着现代人以自我为中心、自我陶醉的心态。
In effect, Cain was saying, "My parents are stupid."
该隐这么做就是说他认为父母很愚蠢。
In effect, Cain was saying, "My parents should have not feared God."
该隐这么做就是说他认为父母不该敬畏神。
In effect, Cain was saying, "Abel is weak for worshiping God God's way."
该隐这么做就是说他认为亚伯以神所吩咐的方式来敬拜神是弱者的表现。
I know better than all of them.
他认为自己比别人懂得多啊。
Now, my listening friends, I want to ask you to listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听着我说。
How do you worship God?
你怎么样敬拜神？
Do you worship God whenever it's convenient for you?
是否在你方便时才敬拜神？
Do you worship God whenever it does not cost you much?
在你不需要花费什么时才敬拜神？
Do you worship God whenever you are not busy?
在你有空的时候才敬拜神呢。
Do you worship God whenever you feel like it?
在你高兴时才敬拜神呢。
Do you worship God only when you get into trouble?
在你遇到麻烦时才敬拜神呢。
Is your devotion to God acceptable to God?
你对神的献身是否神所悦纳的呢？
Let's listen to Genesis 4:4-5.
让我们来听听《创世纪》第四章四到五节怎么说。
The Lord had regard for Abel and his sacrifice, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard.
耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
No wonder Hebrews 11:4 tells us that by faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
难怪希伯来书十一章第四节说，亚伯因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美。
By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings.
因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物做的见证。
And by faith, he still speaks even though he's dead.
他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
What sacrifice is God asking you to make?
神要求你献上什么呢？
How are you responding to his persistent voice?
你如何回应神持续的呼声呢？
Do you give back to God from the blessings that God has given you?
你是否将神所赐的福奉献回馈给神呢？
Or do you spend all your resources on yourself?
或者将你所拥有的全留给自己享用呢？
Do you offer God the sacrifice of obedience?
你是否献上顺服的祭？
Cain was trying to offer God his empty good work.
该隐所献的只是虚有其表的善行。
But Abel offered the sacrifice that God wanted him to offer.
亚伯却献上神所要求的。
Cain offered God the crumbs of his self-righteousness.
该隐所献的只是自以为义的残渣。
But Abel offered the sacrifice of acknowledging his need for a pardon.
亚伯却献上认罪恳求赦免的祭。
Cain thought that by giving God the fruit of the land, he was bribing God.
该隐认为他可以用田里的土产贿赂神。
But Abel sought to please God God's way.
但亚伯却寻求神的心意，讨神喜悦。
Cain responded to God out of pride.
该隐带着骄傲回应神。
As if to say, I know better.
他似乎对神说，我比你更知道好歹。
But Abel learned from his parents' sin, and he came to God in brokenness and obedience.
然而亚伯汲取他父母的前车之鉴，带着一颗破碎却肯顺服的心来到神面前。
The Bible said that Adam lived to the age of 930.
圣经说亚当活到930岁。
No doubt he taught this principle down the generation ladder all the way to Lamech, the father of Noah.
他显然是把献祭的原则教导后代，并代代相传，直传到挪亚的父亲拉麦。
Noah was 600 years old when he and his sons were found practicing this truth of animal sacrifice.
挪亚600岁时，和他的儿子仍旧遵行献动物为祭的仪式。
And that is why they found favor in the eyes of the Lord and were spared the flood.
所以他们蒙神眷顾，得以逃避洪水之灾。
In Genesis 8:19-20,
创世纪八章十九二十节记载，
The first thing Noah did upon disembarking from the ark was to offer a sacrifice of one of every clean animal and bird to the Lord upon the altar.
当挪亚从方舟出来时，所做的第一件事就是献祭。他拿各类洁净的牲畜和飞鸟献在坛上为燔祭。
Noah passed this revelation to his descendants, and that's why we find Abraham, who was 57 years of age when Noah died, was offering animal sacrifice to the Lord.
诺亚将他所得的启示也传给后代，因此当他去世时，亚伯拉罕57岁，就懂得以动物献祭给神。
And it was Abraham's obedience that gave him the privilege of seeing the day of Jesus nearly 2,000 years earlier and rejoiced.
亚伯拉罕的顺服使他获得特殊的荣幸，可以见到2000年后降临的耶稣，并大大的欢喜。
When Isaac asked his father about the sacrifice on the way up to Mount Moriah, Abraham said in Genesis 22:8 the following.
当以撒在往摩利亚山的路途中问亚伯拉罕关于献祭的牲畜在哪里时，创世纪22章第八节记载了亚伯拉罕的回答。
God will provide himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
他说神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
It was nearly 2,000 years later, not far from the spot where God provided a lamb in the place of Isaac.
约两千年后，就在神供应代替以撒献为祭的羔羊附近。
That Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world was slain for the sin of all who will believe in him.
神的羔羊除去世人罪孽的那一位就在那儿被杀，为凡愿意相信他的人而死。
And so it was in the economy of God that all of those who have the faith of Abraham became true descendants of Abraham.
所以在神眼中，凡是和亚伯拉罕一样有信心的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Isaac has never forgotten what God has done for him in providing a lamb for a ransom for his life.
以撒永远不会忘记神如何为他预备交换他生命的羊羔。
And he himself offered sacrifice to the Lord.
因此他自己向神献祭。
And he taught his sons, particularly Jacob, the importance of animal sacrifice.
他也教导他的儿子献动物为祭的重要性。他特别叮咛小儿子雅各。
And when Jacob stopped running after wealth and power, he began his relationship with God. He erected an altar in Shechem, naming it Eloi, Elohoi, Israel.
当雅各不再追逐名利之后，他与神建立关系，在世间为神筑了一座坛，并起名叫伊利伊罗伊以色列。
God, the God of Israel.
意思是神，以色列的神。
But after 400 years of slavery in Egypt, God had to teach his people afresh the concept of blood sacrifice on the day of Passover.
后来以色列人在埃及为奴400年，神用逾越节重新教导他的子民关于流血献祭的观念。
The Passover feast was celebrated annually for 1400 years.
此后的1400年，他们每年都过逾越节。
Until all sacrifices found their fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ.
直到所有献上的祭在耶稣基督的身上得以完全。
And then animal sacrifice stopped never to be practiced again.
从此再不需要以动物献祭了。
The one and only acceptable sacrifice took place on the cross once and for all.
因为唯一被神完全接纳的祭已经在十字架一次献上就足够。
One of the most important commands that God gave his people in Deuteronomy 6:20 is this.
在生命记六章二十节，神吩咐他的子民一条很重要的诫命。
He said, when your children ask you about the Passover meal, you tell them what God has done for you.
日后你的儿子问你有关逾越节的事，你便告诉他们神为你做了什么事。
Now, listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully, please.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听我说。
Most parents want to pass on to their children some financial assets or some family treasures.
很多父母都希望留下财产和传家宝给子孙后代。
Yet, if you do all of that and fail to pass on to them your spiritual assets, you will have failed them.
但如果你只留下这些而没有留下属灵的财产，其实你是亏待了他们。
Financial capital can ruin them.
钱财可能会害了他们。
But spiritual capital will bless them.
但属灵的财产会使他们蒙福。
Material possession can be blown away.
物质的财富可能转眼消失。
But spiritual possession will last them for eternity.
但属灵的财富存到永恒。
Financial legacy will be spent.
世上的遗产迟早会花光。
But spiritual legacy will be always theirs.
但属灵的遗产永远属于他们。
Things will never bring them happiness.
物质不能带来喜乐。
But the joy of their salvation will endure forever.
但救恩的喜乐永远长存。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你。
What are you passing to your children?
你留下什么给你的子女呢?
Are you teaching your children worldly success or self-sacrifice?
你教导他们追求世上的成功还是牺牲自我呢?
Are you teaching your children self-centeredness or self-giving?
你教导他们以自我为中心还是奉献自己?
I want to tell you this as I conclude.
在结束时让我告诉你。
God gave you his most prized possession.
神已将他最珍爱的宝贝送给你了。
It is his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
What are you giving in return?
你要献上什么作为回报呢?
If the cross will teach us anything, it teaches us this.
十字架教导我们的就在于
that it is only in self-giving that contentment and fulfillment and true joy can be found.
只有当我们肯牺牲自我时，才能得到真实的成就、满足和喜乐。
An unknown author wrote these words.
一位不具名的作者曾说，
I counted dollars, but God counted crosses.
我计较金钱，神数算十字架。
I counted gains while he counted losses.
我计较收获，神数算损失。
I counted my worth by the things gained in store, but he sized me up by the scars that I bore.
我以所拥有的物质享受来衡量自我的价值，神却计算我身上的伤痕。
I counted honors and sought for degrees, but he wept as he counted hours on my knees.
我追逐学位和荣誉，神却数算我花多少时间跪下祷告，神因此伤痛。
And I never knew till one day at the grave how vain are these things that we spend time to save.
只等我躺在坟墓那天，我才觉悟，消耗时间所积聚的一切是何等虚浮。
I pray that God the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart tonight.
我祈求神的灵今天就对你心说话。
And that you beginning to understand the cross of Jesus Christ.
让你开始明了耶稣基督的十字架。
Write to us and tell us.
请写信来告诉我们。
And that you tune in next time so we can continue in this series of messages.
也请你下次继续收听这系列的信息。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享。在今天节目的最后，小环想要带领大家一起来做个祷告。如果你愿意，就一起来到神的面前，跟着我来祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，因为你是圣洁公义的神，你是创造天地的神，你的爱与怜悯常常的围绕着我们，使我们能够坦然无惧的来到你的面前。主啊，就请你鉴察我们内心的罪，求您能够更新我们的心思意念，使我们更像主耶稣的样式。主啊，也求你能够保守收音机前的每一位弟兄姐妹，使我们可以因着十字架上的爱全然摆上。这是我们的呼求，这是我们的祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，求您蒙听，求您悦纳。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。